This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Good morning. You're listening to Fox FM. More hits, more favorites. Happy Monday. I hope everyone can bear with my voice. It's a little gone. I lost it over the weekend. I think it's still on the football field out in Clavette there.
I was going to say, congratulations to you and both your brothers, I believe, as well, with the provincial championship win.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I don't think I've ever seen a football game like that before. The final score was 72-64, if I'm not mistaken. It was back and forth.
First stop win.
Oh, unreal, man. And yeah, that beats any professional sporting event that I've ever been to or watched on television. Just absolutely unbelievable. And this is why small town sport is fantastic in this province. Be sure to root for your small town sports teams wherever the heck you are, whenever it is.
Hope you set your alarm sooner so you can scrape your windows. Unlike Avery and Reader.
I live, but I never learn.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
As we're kicking off the week wondering, what is the biggest sporting moment in your hometown? Maybe it's that game-winning goal at the local rink. Maybe it's the game-winning touchdown on the football field in town. Or maybe it's a small badminton moment that you really enjoyed playing in back in the day. Who knows?
There's a few different things that you can go with on this one, several different sports. I mean, what small town isn't involved in a sport in some way, shape, or form?
Exactly. There's also curling that's probably getting fired up here real quick. Also, can't forget about basketball. Maybe you had a last-second three-pointer that won you the provincial championship or a hoopla or something like that, right? So let us know, what's your hometown sporting moment? You can shoot us a text at 306-783-3699, or even feel free to give us a call.
Fox FM's Avery LeBlanc. Prairie farm raised, but not so fresh.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
And everyone loves sandwiches. Can't go wrong with a good old sandwich. So what we're doing is, it's Subway's Random Acts of Kindness. It runs from the 15th to the 26th here on Fox FM. And what we're doing is we're handing out $50 digital Subway gift cards. Now, in order to win, you have to be nominated, and you can nominate someone you think deserves one of these $50 gift cards. So it could be a friend, a family member, a coworker, someone you look up to in a way, especially in your own community. Maybe it's a teacher, a public figure of some kind. You can let us know. All you have to do is give us a call at 306-783-3699 to nominate anyone at any time. And then throughout each morning, what we're going to do is out of the people that are nominated, we are going to pick at random one of these people that are nominated.
That's awesome, actually. Again, like you said, it could be anyone. It could be a coach, teacher, you name it. Anyone could really be entered into this.
Exactly. So give us a call. Do not hesitate. 306-783-3699. It is Random Acts of Kindness with Subway from the 15th all the way up until the 26th. And I think when it comes to Subway, always got to go with the footlong, hey? You can't go any less. You're selling yourself short if you're going for anything less. The footlong, that's where you're getting all your value.
Oh, who doesn't like a sub?
Oh, everyone does.
Reader's trying to sharpen his cooking skills.
Oh no.
He still sets off the smoke alarm when he makes toast.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Some significant snow on the way for some of our listeners out there.
Yeah, a few special weather statements out, especially for Fort Capel, Mooseman, Swan River, those areas. However, not for Yorkton and the Melville region, as a strong system from BC is expected to work its way out here. And we're looking at up to 25 centimeters of snow in those areas.
So going to kind of see a repeat of last week then, hey, where people are shoveling off decks, the driveway, making sure their car is brushed off before they roll into work the next day, and potentially making sure that car is started earlier on then.
And not put into a snowbank like myself over those couple of days.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
You know, how many stuck vehicles were there this last week, and how many more will there be in weeks to come?
That is never a fun thing to do. Like, being stuck in the ditch is just the most unideal thing ever. Because, like, you're not only stressed about getting to your location, but then also you're like, oh, well, I'm going to be late. Like, and then all of a sudden you have to call someone to come pull you out or give you a ride and you can leave your vehicle there and deal with it later. But it's more ideal to pull it out of the ditch sooner rather than later, because if you let it sit there, it's going to be a little tougher once you let the, once you let the snow settle. It's going to be a lot tougher to get your vehicle out of there.
CFGWFM, put gravy on our fries, and we are more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Christmas is fast approaching, of course. It's only November, but it always seems to get here before you know it.
It does sneak up on you. It seems like it's when the first snowfall happens. That's when you're like, all right, it's coming up in like a month.
Yeah, and then it reminds you that you better get your Christmas shopping done before everything is kind of gone in terms of supply and demand, right? You're kind of like, ah, that toy might be gone. It might be off the shelves. Who knows? I know that Baby Yodas were fairly popular last year. They were off the shelves. I remember Minion toys. Those were bizarre for kids. There was a huge rush for those bad boys. But Christmas hampers are a huge part of this time of year, and the Swan Valley Christmas Cheer Board is looking to provide Christmas hampers to the less fortunate families in the Swan River Valley region.
Absolutely. Right now, they are taking donations of non-perishable food items and monetary donations as well to help create those hampers. Various businesses throughout Swan River, they are taking the donations, and they must be in by Friday, December the 10th.
Yes, by 4 p.m. So you got plenty of time to get those donations in, but every little bit helps families have a better Christmas.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Fox FM, more hits, more favorites, looking at a high of 0 for today, with snow coming down throughout the area, kind of on and off. Depending where you are, it could be worse. And this past weekend, lots of junior hockey to be very excited about, as the Melville Millionaires took on the Yorkton Terriers in the rivalry of Highway 10.
It was a close game as well. Yorkton prevailed 3-1, tight checking, and I mean, the only reason it's a two-goal game, empty netter at the end of the game.
Of course, and that was Melville's only game, as Yorkton was looking to keep their winning ways rolling into Saturday as they made a trip to Melfort. Unfortunately, that one did not go their way.
Yeah, it was not as good of an effort as there was on Friday night, and the team might have been a little tired, as that was the final game of a 7-game road trip, 2-0 loss to Melfort.
And then, also, the Swan Valley Stampeders had a pair of games against the Dauphin Kings. Unfortunately, both those games did not go their way. Dauphin, pretty big powerhouse in the league. The most latest game, coming on the 13th of November, ended in a shootout. It was a 2-1 victory for Dauphin.
And a tough matchup for Swan Valley. Dauphin 14-4 on the season, best team in the Western Division. And, I mean, to come away with at least a point against them on Saturday, you got to think Stamps feel at least good about that result.
You can tell Reader really loves The Simpsons. Every time he drives through Duff, he gets thirsty.
Oh, yeah!
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
But, Matt, do you hear that?
Oh, gosh. Is that what I think it is?
Darn right it is.
The snowfall got you into the mood, didn't it?
Oh, darn right. This past weekend, I went for a walk on Friday night, and it just felt Christmassy, you know? Just felt like it was Christmas time for some reason.
Well, funny you should mention that, because there are a few Christmas events that are happening in the region. I'm going to touch on one in Melville. Hometown Christmas coming up this Friday, 6 to 9 p.m. You got open wreath lighting ceremonies, carolers at City Hall, storefront displays, bonfires, you name it. There's a whole bunch of things happening for the Christmas season coming up.
Yeah, for sure. Very exciting. I know that people are probably Christmas shopping right now. Seen a lot of decorations out there. I know that at my family farm, they've got their lights up. They've had them up for a while. I think they keep them up year-round just to keep it safe. They don't have neighbors to judge them or anything to keep them up throughout the year. Just so much easier. I mean, you don't have to mess around in the winter or the ice or anything. Like, putting up a ladder when there's ice below you, a very sketchy thing to do.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Not ideal. But, yeah, hopefully everyone is getting ready for the holiday season, as it's going to be here before you really even know it.
Avery Avery and Reader are learning more about each other every day. Some days, Avery goes home crying.
You're a monster!
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Subway's Random Acts of Kindness is taking place here on Fox FM up until November 26th. Basically, all you got to do is call in 306-783-3699 and nominate someone you think deserves a $50 Subway gift card. And we've got another nomination coming in right now. Hello, who would you like to nominate?
I'd like to nominate, her name is Christy. I do not know her very well, but she works at the seniors home here in Yorkton at the hospital. And she cares for, well, my grandma would be one of them, but she's just very kind and caring and compassionate and always seems so positive and happy and cheerful. So
that's awesome.
Reader's never met a pizza he didn't like, but his relationship with ham and pineapple is love-hate.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
The best hometown sports moments that you've ever had throughout your lifetime. Maybe you've witnessed them in person. Maybe you've been a part of them personally. Donna Hamilton says, lacrosse has brought many provincial championships to Sturgis, but she remembers the first provincial championship that they won in 1988. Regina and Saskatoon were in town, and the Sturgis kids, in their first year of playing, ended up beating the big-time cities, and the rest is history. Gotta love a good old underdog story.
A good David versus Goliath story there, where David comes out on top. Absolutely. Those are awesome to have.
Of course. Let us know about your game-winning goal, your game-winning touchdown, your final shot on the ice in curling, or maybe a final kick in the soccer game.
Here's more music. Avery and Reader are too busy elevator racing to the bottom of the building and back.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
So this morning we fired up a contest called Random Acts of Kindness with Subway. Basically, we're handing out $50 gift cards for the next couple of weeks. And this morning, Chrissy was our lucky winner that was drawn. Jody Harmon was the one that nominated her. And we've been trying to get a hold of Chrissy all morning, and we finally have her on the line. She has no idea what's going on. Let's check in with her. Hi, Chrissy. How you doing today?
I'm good. I don't know what's going on. I just got a phone call from my nursing home.
Yes, of course. So today, we fired up a contest called Random Acts of Kindness with Subway, and basically what it is people call in to nominate people. You were nominated by Jody Harmon this morning, and you won a $50 gift card to Subway.
Shut up.
No, I can't shut up, because it's true.
I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry right now. I can't believe this. Really?
Yes.
Jody, like that. I look after her mom, Mary. Oh, my God. I'm going to cry. No one ever does anything like this. I'm just honestly, this is so sweet. I could just die right now. She's so sweet. I'm sorry. I just don't get things like this. This is amazing.
Well, I'm happy for you. I think it's well-deserved.
I'm sorry. I'm so emotional. You're probably like, she's crazy.
No. Hey, it's completely fine. We completely understand. It's been crazy times for sure.
I can't believe this. This is so kind. Oh, my gosh.
Of course. Take care.
Okay. Have a beautiful day. Thank you so much.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.